Just one second.
Okay.
Already.
Okay, so here's Sean to apply that rate.
Hey, Travis?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Travis, how you doing today?
I'm all right, man. Having a beer. Long day.
Getting started early, are we? It's not fun.
Yeah, no, I mean, it took a lot to sign these three contracts today with a huge job and a couple of realty companies and just, yeah, lots of paperwork.
Did you nail them down?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, there you go. Then you deserve that beer.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, I got Chargers coming on here in about an hour, too. Looking forward to that.
I'm like the only Charger fan left in San Diego.
Well, we're in Orange County. I grew up in Huntington Beach, so I used to drive down to San Diego Qualcomm and watch the games, and then now I got to drive an hour the other way in order to watch the game.
But there's so many hotels that are so reasonable around.
Yeah.
But
it's not
yeah.
the same.
Yeah, no,
it's
I grew up going there when it was Jack Murphy Stadium.
Yeah. Yeah, San Diego is a lot better than L.A. The air is better. The culture is better.
Yeah, I mean, when I worked for Pella, I had to drive there every single day. Yeah. So I'm very familiar with, like, Newport area and Orange County.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so you know this area. So the Google headquarters we're partnered with is off Jamboree right here. It's borderline Irvine. Yeah, off the 405. But I basically have to drive past it to get to you. It's more south of where we're located. But I know you were going over everything with Tara. She asked me to jump on the line, mainly to go over some pricing, but did you have any specific questions, like, about the listing on Google or how it works?
I'm extremely interested in it because, I mean, I wouldn't have just landed a super crazy contract with this out-of-state contractor if it wasn't for Google.
Right.
Because they found me on Google search, which was a super trip because he said, like, my company is, like, 4 or 5 pages.
Down.
Like, down.
Yeah.
So it's just bizarre that he settled with me because there's no pricing on my website.
Well, I mean, they just want to be able to look you up. I mean, even if he found you in a different method, which is probably what happened, but then they go look you up on Google, and you have a Google business profile and everything, you know?
Yeah.
You have a website. So, you know, all we're doing is taking that Google business profile that he found, and we're doing an optimization on the back end of it that we have to follow from Google, and it'll move you up to the first page. So that way, people who don't know your business name but are just looking up, you know, glass window repair or glass window installation or glass door installation, you know, they'll just be able to see you right there on the first page with that Google business profile. So.
And I love that. That's why she caught my attention when she said that.
Yeah, that's the major benefit to you in the call, because when you do the search on Google, there's only 3 guys that'll actually show for San Diego.
Oh, I know. It's probably U.S. Window and Door or Anderson. Or, you know, I'm sure I'm right about at least one of them.
You're buried a ways down the way. You know, the top 3 are the ones that show. But obviously, we have one spot open. That's why we're reaching out to you. So we'll move you up the list.
All right. So I don't like to be sold on something. When I like something, it doesn't really matter about cost. All I want to hear is how much it's going to cost me, and more than likely, I'm going to go with you and pay for it right now. I need a number though.
Okay. Well, you'd be looking at $299 month to month. So it's about $10 a day on a month to month basis.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll cover you on the first
page. And with that.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well,
no,
we're looking for 15 keywords at a time is what I was going to say. So it's not just like glass windows. That would only be one of your keyword search terms or phrases. We give you 15 different ones. And then there's a system called Google Analytics that allows us to see which ones get the most traffic. So we won't have to guess on how to get your business as much exposure and job opportunities and calls as possible.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you said, okay, so it's that much per month. How much to get me started today?
$299.
Okay.
Yep.
That'll
cover the whole first month. There's no other charges.
I want this, and I'm going to get it. I just need till tomorrow morning because there's a big check that's been, for some reason, pending from a customer for, like, 7 days. And
I hate when that happens.
I'm about to leave a bank that I've been with for like 18 years because this is happening, and I just opened a business account, so I'm ready.
It's not on the client's end?
What's that?
It's not happening on the client's end? Because I've had things like that with my clients where like the bank delays it, and then at the end of the day, like they go through this whole like week process, and the client doesn't even have it in there. I had to like talk one of my guys off a bridge, really, like he wanted to strangle the homeowner because they had already done.
I got you. No, yeah. I know this homeowner, and I know she has money. I just have a weird feeling it has to do with the amount I put in there. And I know she's good for it, and her husband just passed away. He was a contractor himself. That's how they became wealthy and got as far as they did, you know?
Right.
So I know the money's there. That's why I'm so irritated with the bank. It's like, dude, come on.
Okay.
But well, supposed to clear by tomorrow morning. So if you could please call me back at 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Okay. What I was going to say is because usually when a spot opens up, they start calling out into the area. But I could take it off the board if we do what's called a post date. Which basically I'll create your account and I'll gather the billing information, but we won't process it until you're ready to go tomorrow. But at least that way it'll allow me to take it off the board and let them know you're serious about taking that spot.
Yeah, but that means that I have to trust you because with Angie's List, I paid for a whole year. And I said, do not cash this until I am approved after everything. And I said, or at least till Monday. And he got off the phone with me and charged my account. And then with all these checks pending, I ended up with negative amounts, and I can do nothing about it.
Yeah, so I want to assure you,
one,
we're not anything like Home Advisor by Angie's List. I don't like those guys. Our company doesn't want to be associated with them in any way, shape, or form. Two, I sent you our reviews and who we are, and I also sent you our bird eye with our address. We're right across the street from the Fountain Valley Police Station. Like, nobody's trying to rip you off. We have over 10,000
clients.
No,
it's not even about ripping me off. It's just keeping your word that you're not going to put my card through until what we discussed.
The call's recorded and there's post-date, so, you know, we don't operate like that. If I'm telling you, hey, we're not going to run your payment, we're not going to run your payment. You know, it's illegal. Our calls are recorded by Google. Like, you can't do that to people. If somebody's not authorizing you to run a transaction, you can't run a transaction. And so...
And then get this. He started an account under one. I have three emails. He started one under my name, created it, and I couldn't even... And it said that I already had an account. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I looked, and they had started their own account, which is so – that's illegal, right?
100%. Yeah, like if you go – I sent you a form you could fill out from the Federal Trade Commission. You can report them, you know, if that's actually what happened because that's highly
illegal. That's what I'd like to do because I don't even want to go with them anymore. Even though I paid for a year – but I think I'm going to contest it.
Yeah, if you go to your text messages where I sent you, like, our reviews and everything on who we are, there's also a form in there from the Federal Trade Commission. It's FTC.gov. And they've been under investigation already, Home Advisor by Angie.
No shit.
Yeah, since 2022.
Oh, my God, dude.
But you can
report
them.
The same thing?
Well, it says with cheating businesses, including small businesses that have been seeking leads for home improvement projects, it says they misrepresented the quality, the source of the leads, and the likelihood the leads would result in actual jobs. Various business owners have complained regarding false transactions.
You're making me sick numbers. Right now.
It's all in there. I mean, you can read it. There's a few articles.
Yeah, yeah, I know, but that's like, I've got such a sick feeling because...
I get it.
Yeah. Okay, no, so I'm definitely going to have my office person take care of that.
That's why I didn't want you calling us
but,
like that.
Yeah, let me give you my card. let me give you my card number.
Okay, let me create your account
what
first.
You were talking about.
Okay, let me create your account. Let me create your account first. Okay. What's your last name, Travis?
Mason.
Okay, and your business email where I'll be able to send the receipt tomorrow and everything in writing?
Since I'm dealing with this, right now, I would rather have it sent to my personal email.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that would be Travis.
Uh-huh.
Dot MICHALSKI at Yahoo.
Okay. Let me make sure I got that right, because that's a unique name. MICHALSKI.
Well, that's my old last name.
Oh, Michalski?
Yeah.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, it's just, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, yes.
Okay. And then what's your business street address where we could send the Google verification form? The pin in the
2128 Catalina Boulevard.
Okay, I got it. And you could receive mail there?
Yes.
Okay. Google will send you the postcard. It's got a little 5-digit number on the back. We need that. Okay. And then your
cool.
website, the what is it? Leveland Square Glass Window.
Yes.
Okay. I can use that level and?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure we attach.
See, when
to
you're
that.
Looking when you're looking for it on the web though, the way it was created, and I'm sorry it's so long, but you have to do the www and then level and square glass window door, but all with no spaces.
I got it. Yeah. I'm gonna hyperlink it to the Google Business Profile, so that way nobody ever has to type it in. They could just hit the little website icon and it'll pull up.
That's so rad, dude.
Yeah, it's making it a lot easier
Thank
on
you.
Them. No problem.
Dude, my buddy's like, my web designer, he's like, I think we should name it LazWeb because that's all the first letters of it. I'm like, no one's going to know what the fuck that is.
Yeah, it's kind of odd.
But I like your idea better.
Yeah, we'll hyperlink it so that way they don't have to type it out. Save them some headache.
Gotcha.
Just
got
to look up your name or part of your name and it'll come up.
Awesome.
And then I'll send the Google verification form now. Usually it doesn't come until after the payment clears, but I know it's going to clear tomorrow, so no big deal. I'll send that over. You got to fill that out. That's going to ask you for any paperwork you have. We know you're operating unlicensed, so that's fine. Just fill it out as best you can. And then if anything's missing,
yeah,
make sure
I'm actually, what's it called? I've got the business part, but I'm taking the test again on the – it's the Friday before the 21st, so that would be the 20th. Yeah, I'm taking it then, and I know I'm going to pass because I hired a tutor. It was the math.
Oh, gotcha. Okay,
yeah.
I mean, either way, it's not going to stop you from the placement, but when you do get the licensing done, let us know so we could add the badge and check mark that says you're licensed. It just adds a lot of credibility for your business.
Awesome, awesome. And then I'm also licensed and bonded and all that.
Okay.
They're not licensed. Bonded and insured.
Here, let me show you this, Travis. Go to your text real quick.
Okay. I'm going to look right now. I'm going to put you on speaker, too.
Okay.
Hold on.
That's fine.
Alrighty. I'm looking right now.
You see the one that I just sent you? It says Local Splash Travis to get your Google Business Profile verified.
Yeah.
There's a link in there. If you click on that. The url.localsplash.com/Google.
Gotcha.
Okay, that's the verification form. So fill this out as best you can when you get a chance tonight. And then I'll schedule a client interview with you for tomorrow, and we'll do the interview, and then we'll process your payment, and we'll be good to go until that PIN comes in the mail. And then once that PIN comes in the mail, we're good to go. We can launch you.
Sweet.
Okay, that's the simplest way I could put it. And then my number's in there too. We have 24/7 customer service, so anytime you need anything, you just call in. You know, we got to make sure it works for you, or we're not going to get paid next month. It's as simple as that.
Gotcha. Yeah. And thank you so much for that information on Angie's. That's, like, so disturbing.
Yeah.
My web designer even was like, dude, the reviews are, like, garbage.
Yeah.
But I was like, yeah, but I can just hire a crew that just takes care of that. But
with everything
said, they sound like they're scam artists.
Yeah, like, if you read the reviews from the business owners like you that use it, they give it a bad rap. And the homeowners love it, because the homeowners are like, hey, I can talk to five guys for free and then pick the cheapest one. So the homeowners love it. They give it 5 stars. But the business owners that are paying for the leads, when the leads are going to 5 people and they're not getting jobs, they're just getting charged a lead fee, they all put like 1 star on there. So.
Hey, my wife's calling on the other end. Are we good?
I just got to secure
the
billing.
Oh, no, I have to give you the damn. Yeah. Okay, let me just answer real quick.
Okay.
Hold on.